I didn't think State Fair really applied much pressure in the first half. That probably will change in the second half. The Grizzlies were 9 out of 11 from the free throw line. And the thing that they've got to do more than anything in the second half is simply keep playing good defense, block off on the defensive glass, and move the ball on offense. If the Grizzlies will take the ball from one corner to the other, reverse the basketball, they can get some good looks. And everybody has contributed here in this ball game. 9 players have scored for the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker and Kyle Germany each have 6 points, and that leads the way, but a lot of folks helping out in a big way. We're about ready to start the second half. One more 2-minute timeout, and we'll see if the Grizzlies can win the final regular season contest, getting ready for the play-in game Tuesday night at Three Rivers. At the half, we're tied at 37 in Sedalia. Back in 2 minutes for the second half on KDY. Good to hear John Bailey on the Bailey commercials. I saw John a few weeks ago, and I said, John, you remember that car you sold me back in 89, and he told me he remembered everything about it. I was amazed. He's an amazing guy. Tied at 37 as we start the second half. And the starters, they're going to change a little bit. Osagie will start the second half for State Fair. Munlin's out there. Barrow's out there, along with Elijah Edwards and Alex Gunnels. Grizzlies will start with Kyle Germany, Lucas Prola, Carlos Ball the third, and we'll double team on the inbound pass up the right side. Javian Downey back in the ball game with Lionel Kimwemba and Carlos Ball. Here we go at the right point. Munlin will give it over to Barrow. Got to stay on him. He is a really good three-point shooter. The tall guy goes in, goes up, lost the ball. And picked up by the Grizzlies. Lucas Prola up the left sideline, looking for the lead. I don't think we've had a lead tonight. In the corner, Lucas back outside. Javian Downey, right point. Kyle Germany, let's be patient. If we're patient, we'll get a great shot and get the lead. Here's a pass over to Carlos at the free throw line. He faces up, puts it on the deck, leads in, scores, and the Grizzlies take the lead, 39-37. Carlos Ball, the third, now with 6. Some pressure on the ball in the backcourt. I think we may have found something there defensively. A little pressure on the ball, bringing it up over on the right sideline now. Here's Gunnels with it. He'll penetrate. Left-hand runner is way short. Picked up, though. Got away with a walk. On rebound, back out to the point. Now outside to Soggy. Puts it on the floor. Leans in. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot 2. Carlos Paul will pick up his first foul of the ball game. I really, really like the way this game is trending for the Grizzlies is from the defensive end. That has been so obvious with about 6 minutes to go up to this point. We'll talk about how it all went with Jared Bay when it's all over with. Here's a free throw by Asagi, and it's good. Asagi has 3. He'll get one more. It's a 39-38 game. Grizzlies by 1. On the bus Wednesday night, coming back from Moberly, we watched the game on our phones as the next one is good between Three Rivers and State Fair. And Three Rivers would make a run at them, get one possession down, and then State Fair would heat up and stretch it out to 6 or 8 points. Then here come Three Rivers, and then they'd stretch it out again. Javian Downey drives the lane, right-hand shot blocked out of bounds. Good play by Osagie on the defense. Good aggressive move to the basket by Javian Downey, blocked out of bounds. Grizzly basketball from left of their own basket. Inbound play, Javian. Gets it in just barely to Carlos. Down the middle, goes up, right-hand driving shot, no good, tipped away, and picked up by State Fair up the right sideline. Barrow has it. He'll be picked up by Javian Downey. That's a tough matchup for Javian. Long three, right side, no good. Back iron shot, dipped out long, and Mundlin gets it. And a foul will be called on a reach over to slap that ball out, and that'll be on Osagie. And he has four now when you count the technical foul. So he has four, and he'll probably come out of the ball game right now. He will. They'll substitute Thomas Dew, the 6'8 freshman from Minnesota. Grizzlies and the Roadrunners are tied, 39 apiece. Javian on the right wing. Off now, ball stolen. Boy, you see that coming a mile away. Down the floor, layup good. Cross-court pass. That's a bad, bad idea. Alex Gunnels with the bucket. Now we get a whistle. The shot clock was not reset correctly, so it should read 26 seconds. 41-39, Roadrunners back in front. Trayon Grant Foster will come in for Carlos Paul. TGF playing better here in the last few games, making a contribution at each end. Javian Downey out front, left side. Posted up, down low, left side. Here's TGF. Fakes, fadeaway shot, high off the backboard, won't fall. The rebound taken down by State Fair. Up the right side with it, Elijah Edwards on the left wing. Barrow picked up by Downey. He overplays the right hand, which he should do. Now at the point, ball almost stolen by TGF. Ball is picked up, though. Here's a three at the point. Good. Well, you take a chance. Sometimes you get burned. Elijah Edwards makes the three. He has nine. It's back out to a five-point lead for State Fair. This is exactly what they did in that game with Three Rivers the other night. High post. Lionel Kimwimba holds it high. Will shoot from 17. Good. Lionel showed some range there. The basket count. Oh, we lit a timeout. There was no foul. There was a timeout call after the shot by Lionel Kimwimba, who now has 7 points tonight. And we'll get a 30-second timeout with 17:04 to play. And we'll keep it here during the timeout. 30-second timeout. And Feli Jelaya will come back in the ballgame for State Fair, a 6'6 freshman from Ottawa, Ontario. Jared Fay breaks the huddle with a couple of hand claps. Michael Poindexter, his assistant, has some more advice. The Grizzlies have Lionel and Trey on both in, 6'8 and 6'6. And you really need them in at times, depending on the lineup that State Fair has, because right now they've got 7 feet, 6'8", and 6'6" out there. Full court pressure now on State Fair. Up the left sideline. Bounce pass back. They break the time count. Now get it across. Here's Elijah Edwards. High screen goes left. Cut off. Back on the right side. Dew will shoot the three, and it's way off the mark. Rebounded by Urji Hanami. Kyle Gervity, a three with ties. Kyle out front. Keeps the dribble. Kicks it on the left side. Lucas Krola goes baseline. Cut off. Moves it back to the corner. Now out to the point. TGF has it. On the dribble, keeps it alive. Baseline, drives in, shoots, no good. Ball tipped, who touched it last? It'll be Grizzly basketball. Urji Hanami will throw the ball in from the corner. That's kind of a tough place to play the ball inbounds. Someone needs to come to the basketball. Now they'll move him over on the side in the corner. Inbound play out front, Lucas Prola. 10 on the shot clock. That last shot didn't hit the rim. Lucas bouncing the corner. TGF with a wide open three. It's in and out. Bad break. Rebound is taken away by Elijah Edwards to back up State Fair. Kamari Vinson will check in. Dew on the right side. Mundlin at the point on the left side. Barrow guarded by Urji Hanami. That's a better matchup for the Grizzlies. As Javian Downey is now out of the ballgame. Out high, Gunnels drives down. Passes back out. Barrow with a catch. Nearly walked. Now gets back to Gunnels. Baseline. Pull up. 13-footer. Good. That was Elijah Edwards. He has now 11. 46-41. Germany to the baseline. Double team. Ball tipped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. Well, they caught Kyle that time with his back turned, and a guy came from behind, got a hand on it, knocked it out. Six turnovers now in the Grizzlies. TGF out. Urgy out. Kyle out. Kamari in. Kendon in. And Javian in. 46-41. A lot of time left. This thing will probably go back and forth a few times before we get to the end of the game. Alex Gunnels at the point, dribbles around the screen to the right corner to Dew, to Gunnels at the left point. Dribble down, here's a whistle and a push-off will be called on Kamari Vinson for the Grizzlies. He pushed Elijah Edwards to the deck. Grizzlies trying to win their 10th here tonight. State Fair is 1-11. Inbound in the left corner. Barrow with a catch and shoot for a three. No good. Weak side rebound. Tipped up in the air by Dew. Now it's loose. Good hustle by both Javian Downey and Kendon Peebles. Lucas Prola front court. And as that ball was picked up by Kendon, Dew reached down and helped Javian Downey up. I'd like to see that. Javian, crossover dribble, pull up, 10-foot jump shot, side iron won't go. And back the other way, Elijah Edwards. Front court, left side, left corner, Barrow on the wing, Dew to the high post. There's big guy Mundlin for a two, and it's good. That guy can really shoot the basketball. I didn't see either of the first two games between these teams, but that's Mundlin kid. Really has a soft touch for a 7-footer. Lucas Prola on the left side. Dribbles in, slapped away, got it back. 14-18 to go in the ball game. Kendon Peebles dribbles down, goes up, high off the board, and good. Terrific shot by Kendon Peebles. Driving down the left side of the key, put it high off the glass. KP's got four. 48-43. Out on the right side, Edwards has it. Picks up the dribble. Now on the right to Barrow. He'll step back and shoot a long three. Good. Look, Barrow's got 14. Front court, quick runner down the key, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Roadrunners as Javian Downey attacks the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. Carlos Paul, Riley Whitaker, and Gage Pitts will come in for Kamari Vinson, Lionel Kimwimba, and Lucas Prola. Inbound play from underneath and a whistle away from the ball and a holding foul will be called against State Fair on the inbound pass. Najilier will be called for the foul. That's his second. Inbound again. Bounce in to Kendon Peebles. He'll dribble it out and set the offense. Gage Pitts at the point, lob over the top, good pass, good catch, layup, no good, but a foul on the play as he lobbed it from the point, down low to Carlos, and he drew the foul from Thomas Dew. So he'll be in the act of shooting and two shots. Carlos Paul, the third at the line, first free throw, no good. Grizzlies down by 8. We took a brief 2-point lead early in the half. Next try is good. 51-44. Barrow in the backcourt. Gets it over now to Elijah Edwards. Up the right side, picked up by Gage Pitts, who will be happy to learn that they are one tonight when this is all over with. Left corner, catch and shoot for a three. It's no good. Rebound over the back. Carlos Paul had Dew all over him, but he still got the rebound. Grizzlies come back after they get a stop. Riley Whitaker at the point. Left side, Javian Downing. hook pass back, and we'll get a foul call again on State Fair. And again, that's going to be on 11, Thomas Dew. That'll be his third, as he was holding Carlos Paul. Team foul number, I believe that's the fifth on State Fair here in the half. Scoreboard still says four. Maybe it is four. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front, Kenton Peebles. He'll pull it back outside. Down by seven. Javian Downey. Javian, top of the circle, pulls it back. 15 on the shot clock. High screen left. Javian kicks it outside. Riley Whitaker. Baseline, pulls up, jump shot is off the rim, no good. Great rebound by Carlos Paul, goes up, got it partially blocked, missed it, gets it again, turns to the middle, left-hand shot won't go, tipped up by Riley Whitaker. Now Kenton Peebles puts it up, and it won't go, and a foul on the play. That's the way to compete right there. Carlos and Riley and Kenton got after it inside. It's in the act of shooting, so it'll be two shots. And that'll be foul number three on Felix Gillier, and he may have to come out at this point, but no sub yet. At the line, Kenton Peebles for the Grizzlies. First try is good. Five points for Kenton tonight, 51-45. This game has just gone back and forth, and the Grizzlies down by six. Next try, good, down by five. Kenton Peebles with six off the bench tonight. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies. They'll get it into the front court now with Elijah Edwards. And State Fair in the gray will set their offense here to the left. In the corner, Barrow with a catch nearly stepped out of bounds. Picked up by Riley Whitaker. Step back three ball right wing, way off the mark. Rebounded, Kenton Peebles. Grizzlies can cut it down some more. Javian blows by his guy. It's cut off on the baseline. Now gets it out to Kenton Peebles. Free throw line. Great pass inside and a lay-in by Urji Hunami. How about that? That's one of the best passes of the year right there by Trayon Grant Foster. And Urji with the finish. He has six. It's a three-point game. Gunnels out front for State Fair. Up by three. At the point. Edwards will dribble over, shoots a 13-foot floater, no good. Tip. They're picked up by Riley Whitaker. The Grizzlies get it back. Up the left side, Trayon Grant Foster dribbles in, cut off, has to get rid of it, gets it back over to Urji. He'll spin to the middle, right-hand shot, no good. Got it back, put it up, around, no good. Tipped out, picked up by Urji again. Bounces once, goes up, won't get it. Tipped long, Riley Whitaker gets it for the Grizzlies, gets it back to Trayon. Fresh 20 on the shot clock. Trayon puts it on the floor all the way. Goes up on the runner. No good. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. This Grizzly bunch is competing, I'm telling you. Working hard. Foul will be the fourth one on Thomas Dew, and if we can get him off the court, that'd be a good thing. Subs getting ready to come in. Free throw by Trayon. No good. After Trayon made his first two, he has missed his next two. James Munlin, the seven-footer back in for State Fair. Moses Asagi back in the ballgame. He has his own foul issues with four. Here's the next try, and it's going to be good. Good soft touch by Trayon that just hung on the lip and fell in. Two-point game. 51-49. Pressure on the ball in the backcourt. They got to hurry to get it over, and they do with a second to spare. Down the key all the way in. Right-hand layup, no good. Tipped out, picked up. Lionel Kumwemba. Grizzlies with it with a chance to tie or take the lead. Up the right side, Urji has it. On the right wing. Hands it off to TGF. Steps through, drives in. Layup is good. We're tied at 51. Trayon with a nice crow hop there to get by the defender. Tied at 51. Up the right side. Back over in the front court in the game. Steven Samuels at the guard. Now he gets it over to Elijah Edwards. Way out on the left wing, Barrow. Munlin has it. You got to come out on him. He can really shoot it. To the right corner, Barrow with an up fake. Barrow gets it over now to Asagi. Spin to the middle. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound by Lionel Kumwibba. Grizzlies have it. Kamari Vincent up to Javian Downey. They get back slow on defense all the way in. Driving layup is good by Javian Downey. The Grizzlies take the lead by 2, 53-51. And we have a timeout on the court called by State Fair. And it'll be a full timeout. 9:44, or is it 30? It's going to be a full timeout with 9:44 to go in the ballgame. The Grizzlies have stormed back to take a two-point lead, 53-51, and we're back. Speaking of our sponsors, my day was made early today at the Civic Center at the Home and Garden Show. I got to see Rhonda Blankenship from Holiday Inn Express and Suites, going for number one in the world for 7 years in a row. Here's a steal and a jump ball. And it'll be Grizzly basketball on the inbound, and that'll be a turnover on State Fair. State Fair just kind of has a look about a team that is wearing down. Their energy level is not what it was when this game started, and the Grizzlies look energized. And they have the ball with a two-point lead. Lob out front, here's Ergie Hanami with it. Get into the offense, hand it to Kyle Germany. Grizzlies have subbed very freely. TGF, top of the circle, steps back. Looks back door, hands the ball off. Kyle Germany down the key. Right hand layup is good by Kyle, and it's a four-point lead for the Grizzlies. Germany with 8 points now, 55-51. Just keep doing what you're doing. Applying pressure in the backcourt and doing a good job on the interior, on the glass, on the left side. Q has it. Munglin to the right side to Barrow. Barrow picked up by Ergie Hanami. Munlin at the right elbow, gives it back to Barrow at the right point. Puts it on the floor, goes to his right. Rise, goes up, no good. He got fouled on the play by Lionel Kumwibba on the shot. So Lionel picks up his first foul of the ball game. This has been such a strange year in Region 16. About as even a year, game to game, team to team. We've seen it in a long time. First free throw, no good, as Cliff Barrow misses the first one. And I will say this. The Grizzlies have a chance. It ain't about your record in the postseason. It's about how you're playing. The Grizzlies are playing so much better. Here's the next free throw, good. That doesn't mean we're going to win tonight, but we've got a chance to win tonight. You play like the Grizzlies have played tonight, you got a chance to win. Each time out, I don't care if you're playing State Fair or Mineral Area. On the left side, no at the point. It's Kyle Germany, high screen left. Dribbles through, double team, passes. Oh, the ball tipped away and stole it away. That's only the second turnover on the Grizzlies. Here in the half, up by 3. Munlin, left side, picked up by Kumwibba. Back down, turns, left hand, shot, no good. Lionel gets the rebound. He has done a super job inside tonight. Right point. Ergie Hanami will hand it off to Kamari Vincent to the high post. TGF has it. Steps back. Ball knocked away. Loose basketball. Got rid of it, though. Kyle on the baseline. Lionel up and under, and he traveled with the basketball. And a turnover on the Grizzlies there. Well, that had been a lay-in. Lionel was called for the walk. Lucas Prola. Back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany out. Kamari Vincent out. TGF goes out. Javian Downey, Lucas Prola, Ergie Hanami, Kendon Peebles, and Lionel Kumwibba in the lineup. Up by 3, 55-52. This is good stuff right here. 8:05 to go. Back court, left side, and they get it over with 2 seconds to spare. Let's see what State Fair does here. They get a screen, and now they'll curl back the other way. Down the lane, feed it inside. Good pick and roll. Munlin lays it up and good. James Munlin has 9 points, a seven-footer from Atlanta. 55-54. Bounce pass inside, up and under, and a two-handed dunk by Kendon Peebles on a great backdoor pass by Lucas Prola. Great cut that time and finish by Kendon Peebles. 57-54 to steal. Oh, we're going to get a kick call there as Ergie Hanami has the steal, but ball hit his lower leg, and so it'll be a dead ball and go back over to State Fair. One possession game, 7:25 to go in the second half. Barrow on the inbound play. Elijah Edwards in the front court, lost the ball, goes backcourt. That should have been a violation. Loose basketball on the deck, players tied up, jump ball, and it will be State Fair basketball. Again, want to point out the effort. Did somebody call timeout? Someone called timeout. It must have been State Fair. So a 30-second timeout will be called. Again, we'll keep it here. If you didn't catch the news at halftime, here Bobcats are going back to the Final Four in Class 3 basketball as they beat a very good Greenwood team today. Going to check and see. I thought I knew the score, but I want to make sure. What was it? 63-57. Out of the timeout, the Grizzlies have on the floor Urji Hunami, Lucas Prola, Javian Downey, Lionel Kimwemba, and Kendon Peebles. Grizzlies, 7:15 to go here at State Fair, the home of the State Fair. Over on the left side, high screen. Good job by Lionel hedging on the pick and roll. Left baseline, Barrow. He's cut off. Here's Mundlin for an open two, and he shoots an air ball out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. We have played some of the best team defense, maybe the best team defense I've seen this year. This is game number 30. Kendon Peebles. To the point to Urji. Gets it to Lucas. Lucas at the left point. Runs the offense. Now popping out Lionel. Free throw line. Up fake. Dribbles down. Lost the ball. Gets it back outside to Javian. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Javian beats his man on the dribble all the way. Right hand runner is good by Javian Downey. He is so good getting to the basket and putting it soft off the glass. 59-54. Grizzlies by 5. Mundlin to the far right side. Dude with a deep three. And it's good. Huge shot right there. Back to a two-point game, 59-57, front court. Kenan Peebles, unguarded, now takes it into the lane, back to the point. Urji with an up fake. Now he'll get it to Lucas Prola and set the offense. This is the time of the game where Lucas runs the show when he's out there. Lucas in the paint, stops, kicks it outside to Urji with an up fake, puts it on the deck, drives in. Right-hand runner is blocked, out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly basketball. 7 on the shot clock. 59-57. State Fair has 16 fouls, so the Grizzlies are shooting the bonus for the last 6 minutes. Every time they get fouled, it'll be the bonus. Here we go again. Javian Downey on the inbound play. Again, only 7 on the shot clock. Lob pass out front. Lucas has it. 5 on the shot clock. High screen. Lucas crosses over down the key. Goes up. Shoots it high off the board. No good. And it's rebounded by Duke. Due up the left side, now in the front court. Here's a drive, right-hand layup is good. That's a nice move that time by Felix Gilnier. He has 6. Gilnier, 6'6", freshman from Ottawa, Ontario. Now at the other end, we'll get a holding foul call as Javian Downey saw a gap and went straight to the basket. And it'll be a 1-1 for Javian Downey. Tie game at 59. I mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, this is one of the, maybe the second time in the second half of the year we've had everybody healthy. And it has really, really made a difference. Coach Fay has substituted freely. He's got contributions from everyone. Javian Downey, 1-1, no good. Rebounded by Dew. And we have a stoppage in play. Cliff Barrow has blood on him, so he'll have to come out of the ball game. Well, they're going to let him stay in the game. They wiped it off him, and he's back out there. Tie game at 59 now. State Fair with a chance to regain the lead. Gilier will get it back over to Edwards down the front court. Back to the point, Alex Gunnels from Kansas City over on the right wing. And here's a shot for a three, and it's no good. Long rebound. People had it, lost it, picked up, though. Gilier gets it. Back outside it goes, and State Fair gets another chance. 5:14 to play. On the left side, Barrow has it. Hedge play, good play by Javian Downey. Pass cross, knocked out of bounds by Carlos Paul III. So with two on the shot clock, you got to be aware of the situation if you're on defense. Two on the shot clock. With 5:01 to go, tie game at 59. Here's the inbound play. Make them catch it outside. They do. They catch. They shoot. And no good. Rebound inside. Pump fake up and no good. And a foul on the play. Doggone, we had him. But couldn't get the defensive rebound. And it'll be Thomas Dew at the line for State Fair. The foul will be on Carlos Paul, his second. Thomas Dew has 9 points tonight. He's 2 out of 2 from the line. He can give his team the lead with this one. First of two. And it's good. Once again, and it's good. 2-point game, 61-59. Playing on the road, give yourself a chance at the end. That's all you're looking for. Backdoor cut, bad pass, stole it away. Front court down the key. That's a drive and should have been a charge, but it's a missed shot. Grizzlies come away with it with Kyle Germany. Kyle puts it on the floor, drives in, right-hand layup off the board, no good. Put back up and in by Kamari Vincent, and a timeout called by the Grizzlies. With 4:25 to go, this game is tied now at 61, and we'll take a one-minute timeout. It's Grizzly basketball from Sedalia. 1 minute break on KDY. 4:25 to go in the basketball game. Grizzlies on defense. State Fair will throw it in at the far end of the court. Elijah Edwards will play the ball inbounds. Game tied to 61 Grizzlies with Javian Downey, Trayon Grant Foster, Lucas Prola, Kamari Vinson, and Lionel Kumwimba. Little token pressure will jump him at midcourt. Here's the pass over, double team. Pass across, and now they'll set up their offense. Alex Gunnels. He'll circle out to the right. Now the right wing, Barrow has it, picked up by Kamari Vincent. Dew pops open down low, can't get the ball. Now to the point, good defense here. On the left side, here's a shot by Edwards at the shot clock corner. No good, rebounded by the Grizzlies. Lucas Prola with 3:50 to go. Bounce pass up ahead, Trayon. Dribbles in, gets hung up, shoots it, no good. Thought he got fouled, but no whistle. You got to let it go, shake it off. Keep playing. Don't think about it. Don't shake your head, just go on. At the point now on the left side. Dew with a tie game. At the point, on the wing for a three in the lead. No good, rebound good, block off on the play. They're going to call Trayon for a foul. He had inside position. Barrett was going over his back. He was moving him back. And so Trayon will get called for the foul, and that is a rotten call. Oh, well. Trayon's first foul of the ball game. Here's the inbound play. Lob out front. It's going to go to the back court. Save. And now it's picked up by Dew out near the sideline. He'll fire a three, and it's good. Wow. 64-61. Just keep playing. Don't worry about the three-point difference. Just need a basket here. Kyle Germany will get it now to Trayon. On the side, out to the point, Lucas Prola with 2:55 to go. 13 on the shot clock. Hard to win on the road. Here's Kyle with a three for the tie, and it's an air ball. Back to State Fair. Carlos Paul comes in. Kenan Peebles will come in. Urji Hunami will come in. That last foul, that was three counting the technical. on TGF. Long pass on the press. And there's an offensive foul. Great job, Lucas Brolla. He was giving up probably about 7 inches of height, but he stayed between Dew and the basket, and that's going to be number 5 on Thomas Dew. He fouls out of the ball game. He fouls out with 14 points. So Lucas Prola will throw the ball in after we get a sub. They'll put Mosa Asagi back in. He has 4 fouls. Grizzly basketball. Just got to run some offense here. Move the basketball, and you'll get something open inside. Hook pass. Carlos with a really good catch on a tough pass. High screen going to the left. Lucas dribbles across to the corner. Hands it off to Kyle Germany. Kyle dribbles out to the point. High screen left from Carlos. Dribbles down. Baseline all the way in. Goes up. Got blocked. And it's taken away. Trying to do a little too much. 2:14 to go. 3-point game. State Fair with the ball. You got to get a stop here. Right side on the sideline. Asagi has it. Out to the point. Popping out. Njelier. And a whistle will get a foul on the Grizzlies. On Carlos Paul, it looks like. Yep. Carlos with his 3rd. 64-61 with 2 minutes to go. State Fair on the inbound with 20 on the shot clock. Inbound, catch, layup, no good, and a whistle and a foul. Good inbound play that time. They were able to pop Njelier open. And the foul will go against Urji Hanami, his 1st. Kelly Njelier, a 6'6 freshman from Ottawa, Ontario. Free throw, first try is no good. Still a 1-possession game. Riley Whitaker comes in, 3-point shooter. If he gets open, he'll be firing it. One more try, and the next try is good. So, 4-point game, 2 minutes to go. But, again, you don't have to panic. You don't have to rush a shot. You don't have to shoot a 3. Jersey has it, right side, outside. Lucas Prola gets a screen to the left corner. He'll fake the handoff. Needs help, gets it out to Carlos Paul, back to Carlos. Spins back to the baseline. He's cut off there, wrap around, great pass underneath. Carlos gets it, tied up, goes up and scores. 65-63. A typical Lucas Prola play. Penetration, wraparound pass underneath, easy lay-in. 1:24 to go. 2-point game. Ball tipped into the backcourt, picked up again by Gunnels for State Fair. On the right side, here's Barrow. Got to watch him in this situation. High screen. Goes left. Drives in, lost the ball. Urji Unami, coast to coast the other way. Takes it through, steps it through. Good! Foul on the play, and the basket counts, and we're tied at 65. And we could be ahead with 1:04 to go. Big, big, big defensive play there. That ties the game up at 65, and Urji could give us the lead as Lionel Kumwimba comes back in for Carlos Paul for defense. 1:04 left. What a great game this has been. Urji with a tough shot. Up and under from the right side to the left with the right hand. Here for the lead, no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies, and it'll be State Fair ball. Tied at 65. Again, you're playing on the road as Kenan Peebles comes in for defense for Lucas Prola. You're playing on the road. You want to give yourself a chance at the end. 1:03 to go, tie game. You got a chance. Defense has been the item. At midcourt, dribbling through all the way to the basket, all the way around. Now to the corner, out to the left point. Alex Gunnels has it. Gunnels will hold it up. 44 to go on the game clock, 10 on the shot clock. Out front, Gunnels gets it over. Asagi. And he'll be held by Riley Whitaker. And it'll be a 1-1. First foul on Riley. Lionel Kimwemba out. Carlos Paul in. Lucas Prola comes in, and he'll come in for Lionel or for Urji Hanami. Tie game. It's a 1-1. That basket looks a little bit smaller in this situation. Moses Asagi will shoot 1-1. Got a block off. It's free throw, and it's no good. Rebound by Riley Whitaker. And now the Grizzlies with 7 seconds difference on the shot clock. Timeout Grizzlies with 31 seconds to go, 24 on the shot clock. It will take a minute timeout here with the score. The Grizzlies and the Roadrunners tied at 65. Back in a minute on KDY. 65 all. Grizzlies with the basketball with only 31 seconds to play. And you expect here Lucas Prola to have the basketball as the Grizzlies go into their offense. If he can get by his guy, penetrate, he'll dish that ball off for a layup inside. We'll see what happens, though. Inbound play. Javian Downey with it. Off the screen. Here's Lucas on the right side. Looks inside. Bounce pass to the point to Downey. 15 on the shot clock. 21 game clock. Javian dribbles baseline in. Kicks it far corner. Carlos Paul puts it on the floor. Out to Javian. Shot clock at 5. Javian dribbles in, cut off, kicks it out. Riley with a 3, and it's no good. And the ball is taken by State Fair with 4 seconds to go. You don't want a foul. Here they come with 2 seconds for the win. No good, and we go to overtime. 65-65 going into an extra period here at Sedalia tonight. And we'll take a 1 minute timeout. Overtime is next on KDY. Well, it was tied at halftime, 37-37, tied at the end of regulation, 65-65, and here we go into overtime at State Fair Community College. These teams have played twice. State Fair won both games by a grand total of 4 points, and this one's going into extra time. So we'll put 5 minutes on the clock, play a little bit more. Grizzlies start the overtime period. They'll have Trayon Grant Foster, Carlos Paul, Lionel Kimwemba, Lucas Prola, and Kyle Germany. Here we go. Trayon will jump center. Tip one by Kyle as he gets it in the backcourt on the tip from Trayon. Bounce pass on the low block. Carlos Paul backs down, gets to the middle, skips across. Right hand baby hook, won't go. And the ball picked up by State Fair. Bad break. Got a great shot, but the ball wouldn't go in. On the right sideline now. Asagi has it. Gets it out. Popping out. No shot available that time for Elijah Edwards. Spin to the middle, and Jollier will go up and under. Left-hand shot. No good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Lionel Kimwimba's had a great game. Here's TGF. Drives in, steps through, pull-up shot, back iron, good! Big shot there by TGF. In the overtime period, gets it started. And he has 9 points tonight. 67-65. Here's a shot way out at the point for a 3. No good. Long rebound to the corner. Chased down by Kyle Germany as he caught the ball. His feet get it, and he stepped out of bounds. That was a bad break. Good hustle after the basketball, but couldn't get stopped in time. State Fair will inbound it with 20 on the shot clock. Javian Downey gets ready to check in. These kids will sleep well tonight. Down the key, double team pass outside, stolen by Lucas Prola. Lucas goes back the other way, and he'll hold up and wait for a little help. Feeds it to TGF on the baseline. He's cut off. Up and under. Layup is good by TGF. Trayon Grant Foster with 2 buckets, 69-65. T- Two possession game now. Grizzlies in front, still a lot of time. 3:20 to go. Down the key, step back, pull up, jump shot for two is good by Elijah Edwards. And a timeout called by Matt Brown and the State Fair Roadrunner. So, timeout on the floor. Will this be a, looks like a 30-second timeout, so we'll just keep it here. The Grizzlies have a 69-67 lead. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Brown does, if anything differently, coming out of the timeout. The Grizzlies really want to try to get that ball inside. And if Trayon Grant Foster, who has made both field goals here in the overtime period, when he gets it, Trayon has to be very aware that they're liable to send someone from behind to try to slap the ball away from behind. Urji Hunami in the game, gets it into Javion Downey, out there with Kyle Germany, Trayon Grant Foster, and Carlos Paul. Here we go, in the front court. Urji Hunami out front, hands it to TGF at the point. Dribbles to the right wing, gets it out to Carlos. On the left side, Javion. To the right wing, TGF. Backs down, gets to the middle, kicks it to the corner. Urji with an open three, it's no good. And the rebound to State Fair, and now Lincoln Tire takes the lead. Got a good look at it that time. Great basketball game here tonight. Game number 30 on the Grizzly schedule. And State Fair with it, down by two. In overtime, 2:35 to go. Popping out with the ball, Elijah Edwards. Long three, no good. Rebound by Urji Hanami. Front court, Javion Downey. TGF hands it off to Kyle Germany, and he'll circle out front. In the left corner, boy, Carlos is open. He gets the ball. Turns to the middle. A little right-hand baby hook shot is good. Carlos Paul the third with his first field goal in overtime, seven in the second half, and 11 for the game. 71-67, 2:02 to play. This would be a fantastic win if we could get it. On the left side, Asagi dribbles across. Goes down, goes up, missed the shot. Tipped in the air, picked up by Asagi inside. Double team. Back on the left wing, wide open, three is good. Elijah Edwards with a huge shot, back to a one-point game, 71-70. TGF out on the left wing, high screen, top of the circle. Over to Carlos Paul, now to Urji. 1:27 to go, one-point game, Grizzlies on top. With the ball, Kyle Germany. On the right side, Javion Downey. Goes baseline, gets cut off, steps back, going to shoot a three ball, no good. Rebound by the Grizzlies, put up and in by Urji Hanami, and a timeout called by the Grizzlies. Urji is just a play-making son of a gun. He really is. He gets a rebound, he gets a bucket, he plays some defense, and that gives the Grizzlies a three-point lead now. 1:08 to play in overtime and a full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY. All right, 73-70. Grizzlies lead State Fair in overtime. 1:08 to play. It'll be Roadrunner basketball. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Grizzlies with Urji Hunami, Javion Downey, Kyle Germany, Trayon Grant Foster, and Lionel Kimwimba. And here we go. Back to the right point with the basketball. In Jolie. Now down the lane. Barrow drives and shoots and missed it. Rebound, Urji Hanami has it, and now to Kyle Germany. Seconds to play. TGF out front, across to Urji. 16 on the shot clock. Urji drives, puts it high off the board, no good. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by TGF. He'll take it in. Puts it up, and good! 75-70. And we'll get a whistle by the official Mark Stein, and he'll stop play. 29 seconds. They've reset the game clock. Boy, if you can get a stop here, you've pretty much got the ball game. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies. 75-70 with 29 seconds to play. Here's the inbound play. Bringing it up, Kyle Germany is on the basketball at the point. Here's an open shot straight on three, no good. Rebound to Urji Hanami, and he's fouled with 19 seconds to play, and it'll be two shots for the Grizzlies in the double bonus. Tremendous team effort. Urji will go to the line, and he'll shoot two. First try is good. Two possession game now. Gage Pitts is in the game for the Grizzlies. One more try for Urji Hanami, 76-70. Big shot and no good. Rebounded by State Fair. They'll come back with Gillier in the front court. Barrow will force the long three. No good. Picked up by Kyle Germany and a foul. 10 seconds to go, and the Grizzlies are going to come back home for their 10th win of the season and their first against State Fair this year. Kyle walks down the floor and goes to the free throw line. Fourth foul called on Gillier, and the shooter, Kyle Germany for the Grizzlies. He's 2 out of 2 tonight, shoots 2. First try, good. 77-70. Darren Combs will come in the lineup. Well, I thought he's going to check in for the shooter. Next drive for Kyle is no good. Rebounded by State Fair. 8 seconds to go. 77-70. You just don't foul here. You let him shoot it. There's a long three at the left point. Good. Elijah Edwards with a three. 4-point game. Inbounded. Gage Pitts will be fouled. Foul call before the horn went off. So Gage will walk to the other end and shoot two. We still have 1 second to go. We still can't get Darren Combs in the ballgame. Really should come in right now, but here he comes. Darren, the guard from Poplar Bluff for the Grizzlies, in the lineup, getting Peebles in the ballgame. Trayon Grant Foster goes out. Boy, he was so good tonight. Played within himself. Made some terrific passes. Scored 13. Free throw for Gage is good. Gage Pitts gets his first point of the ball game. 78-73. And again, good again. 79-73, and that's going to be the final in this one. Inbounded, that's it. Grizzlies win in overtime here in Sedalia, 79-73. And I'll take us to our post game with Jared Fay coming up in 1 minute on final score in the game. Again, the Grizzlies win it 79-73 here at State Fair. Kind of the way I look at it, this is since the first of the year. This is, I think, the second game we've had everybody available. So in that regard, we're undefeated. Here is Jared Fay to my right. I don't know where you start because there were so many good things about the way the team played tonight and the way they executed.
Yeah, and, you know, got to give State Fair a lot of credit. I mean, they're running their stuff really well right now. So we couldn't stay in one defense for too long. You know, Matt Brown's a heck of a coach, and they were really executing there, hitting a lot of shots early. Kind of just had to junk up a little bit, mix things up, and we played everybody, and everybody played hard.
I kind of got the feeling that you played so many people and substituted so often and so many players, I thought that you were fresher than they were down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, they got up on us both in the first half and the second half, and I felt like they got a little tired in that stretch, and we were able to kind of push and get some easy buckets. I did tell the team before the game, this is the first game all year that we've had everybody eligible that can suit up did. And, of course, they didn't, you know, had to take a second to even process that. But it was fun to have everybody. It was fun to have a bench we can go to, and winning in overtime, you know, that really paid off.
I thought your defense was really, for the most part, really good throughout the, late in the first half and through most of the second half, especially late in the ball game. Your defense was really good, and you did a really good job, Urgy and Lionel, everybody on the glass inside.
Yeah, we did a good job of rebounding, played hard. You know, Riley Whitaker, Kenan Peebles, how hard he played. You know, we were mixing defenses up quite a bit, probably even confused ourselves at times. But, you know, I just tell them if we're playing really hard, we'll make up for any of our mistakes.
If you win a game like this, you have to realize this is a really good win. Again, whatever your record is at the end of the year means really squat, because it's more how well you're playing. And we've played some of our better basketball here over the last week and a half.
Absolutely. And I just like the vibe of our team right now, too. You know, you hear guys on the bench cheering for each other. No one's complaining when they're coming out of the game. They're kind of excited for their teammates to come in. It's taken us a while to get to that point. But we're here, and we got nothing to lose at this point. We're going to go down there Tuesday and compete and play hard.
And we haven't had the opportunity to go into a game, especially a big game like this, because it's win or go home from now till it's over. But, I mean, we haven't had momentum, and it really feels like for the first time this year that we really have some momentum going into that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even at Moberly last week, and, you know, we played a really good game there for most of the game, and they really pulled away at the end, but didn't have Lionel, didn't have Trey. They both got matching mouth guards now to protect their mouths, and it's good to have them back out here.
I think, and two, in the last probably three, maybe four games, I'm not sure, but Trayon Grant Foster is starting to get it.
He is.
Understand how he needs to play the game to help.
Exactly. And I've told him all year, you know, he doesn't even know how good he can be. And he's a great kid, and we've come a long ways, I think. You know, I enjoy coaching him now, and he really has his moments where he really can't be stopped, and there's still times where he just doesn't realize how easy he probably had it. He made it a little bit harder on himself than needs to at times, but really proud of him and how far he's come.
Terrific balance in the scoring tonight. We'll go over that here in just a few moments. Congratulations. One of the best wins of the season.
All right, thanks, Harlan.
Thank you very much. Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and they win it in overtime, 79-73. The scoring column is very impressive. The leading scorer and our Don's Auto Service player of the game is going to be Trayon Grant Foster. He made some really, really big plays, especially in the second half, and he led the scoring with 13 points tonight. We got 11 points from Carlos Paul and Urgy Hunami. I'm going to make Urgy a co-Don's Auto Service player of the game. That guy just makes plays all over the court. Also, with 9 points tonight was Javian Downey, 8 points for Kenan Peebles. Then we had 7 from Lionel Kamwimba, who was terrific inside this evening. Let's see. I mentioned Kyle had 9, 8 points for Kendon. Then 7 for Lionel Kamwimba, 6.9 for Riley Whitaker, who made 2 big threes in the first half. Also in the scoring column with 2 points each was Kamari Vinson and Gage Pitts, and 1 point for Lucas Prola. Lead scorer for State Fair tonight with 19 was Elijah Edwards, and they had 3 players in double figures. Along with Edwards, they had 16 from Cliff Barrow and 14 from Thomas Duke. So the Grizzlies, they did a better job taking care of the basketball tonight. Only 11 turnovers, but that is far, far less than what we have seen in the second half of the season. And good defense, terrific defense by the Grizzlies. They did a great job defending, great job rebounding, and they really shut the spigot off in the last 2 minutes. And the Roadrunners go down here at home to the Grizzlies by a final of 79-73. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday night from the Libla Family Sports Complex at Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. It's the play-in game, and the Grizzlies will take on the Three Rivers Raiders for the 4th time this year. Right now, we're 1-2 against Three Rivers. So, again, the Grizzlies pick up a win, their 10th of the season, and they win it in overtime tonight at State Fair, 79-73.